Hello there, it's Clint Salter, founder of Studio Success Formula, and welcome to today's lesson, where I'm going to be walking you through, step by step, my wicked website formula just for dance studio owners. One of the main questions I get asked over and over again by my private clients is, how do I go about putting together a wicked website without having to spend stacks of money? The next question then is always, Clint, what should I put on my website for the best results? So let's start at the top. I still get surprised when I work with studios that don't have a website. Think about your internet browsing habits. If someone recommends you to go to a restaurant or maybe check out a new clothing store, what's the first thing that you do? That's right, you jump on to Google. We're all quickly becoming Generation G, as in Generation Google, which is why your studio should not only have a website, but a website that works for you in bringing in new student leads through the door while positioning your studio as the go-to studio for the classes and the services that you offer. When it comes to websites, there are three common mistakes that studio owners make when putting one together, and I want to share them with you right now. The first one is they do it themselves. Now, it doesn't make sense to me why a studio owner would build their own website. By the time you watch tutorials, do all the design work, development, and uploading, you would have spent probably at least 50 hours and a few tears, I'm sure, and you won't get the same sleek looking and efficiently functioning site as you would with someone who makes websites for a living. We're extremely lucky that websites don't need to cost us an arm and a leg anymore. I remember in my first business, Dance Life, my first website cost $25,000. That was four loans from four different banks. Thank you very much. But like I said, we're lucky now. We don't have to spend that much money, and you can you certainly do pay for what you get. But I've had many clients recently who have got their websites designed for around $350 US. Sure, you know, there's no bells and whistles, but it certainly does the job. I've had others who have spent around, you know, $800 for an awesome website, and some who have paid thousands. It all depends on your requirements and where you get the site created, whether that's in your country or overseas. And I'm going to give you some more information shortly about outsourcing and how you would go through that process. Number two is there's no IFG. So you probably want to know what an IFG is. Well, it's your number one lead generating magnet. It's your irresistible free gift, which I'm going to dig deeper into on the next video. This is the tool or offer that you're going to give away on your website. For example, you know, a free unlimited 1 week class pass, but more on this soon coming up. Number three is there's too much information. It's a sad fact, but people don't read every page of your website. The content of your website needs to be clear and to the point with really strong calls to action. A call to action is simply a line like, call us today on 123-456-789 to register for your free 1 week unlimited class pass. Okay, so you're ready to either create your website or renovate your current website. What are the things that you need to start thinking of? Well, look, design is a big one. As a creative, I'm sure you have a gazillion ideas of how you want the look and feel of your website to be. But for the moment, I just want you to take a step back. Put yourself in the shoes of a parent or student who will be coming to your website and start thinking about what they want to see. Spend a few hours on the internet and start looking for eye-catching, simple yet effective designs. Surf the net and come up with a list of five websites that you love the design of and how you're going to be able to capture your ideal students and parents. By the way, these can be from any industry, not just dance. In fact, I prefer that you look outside of the industry at other service-based businesses and their websites and what they're doing. You then want to continue your search and seek out five websites that have excellent, easy-to-use navigation and that they've created a really intuitive user experience. What we want to look out for here is a site that has flow. You know, there's no clutter. It gives you, you know, right to the point information. It's really useful and it feels like it leads you through a journey on the site. So once you have these 10 sites listed, and some may cross over, they may have excellent design and also awesome navigation, which is great. You'll start to form a picture in your head of what the website should look like and how your audience will experience it. These are crucial elements to get onto before you move forward. Now, before we move forward and look at your website site layout, I wanted to share with you some invaluable advice I received from one of my mentors, author of Book Yourself Solid, Michael Port. Michael says that when it comes to your website, there are three questions you need to ask yourself for each page. That's right, every single page. The first one is, who is coming here? So you want to say to yourself, who's coming to this page? You know, who's coming to my homepage? Generally, this is going to be your ideal student or parent avatar. See if the page you have created is for them, the design, the imagery, the content. Question number two is, what do I want them to do? Every single page should have an objective. So when they click on a specific page on your website, what is your objective for that page? Is it for them to call you to book in for a class? Is it for them to register for a trial? Whatever the objective is, make sure that you've got one for each and every page. And number three, how are you going to get them to do it? So how are you going to get them to actually take action? This is about layout, use of colors, etc. There is a great website called whichtest1.com and it shows you results from split testing, which page layouts and calls to actions outperformed another. I'm a bit of a tech nerd when it comes to these things, so I really love this site. This is going to help you when deciding placement of your calls to actions and opt-in offers. Okay, so let's dig deep and have a look at, you know, your website layout. I want to go through with you the format that I use with my private clients, and we talk about this in the VIP forum as well, and that has them generating more leads while giving their audience relevant information to take the appropriate actions. So let's look at top navigation. Okay, so the essential information you need on your website. Your top navigation is where all the page headlines for your site sit. I want to take you through an effective top navigation formula for your studio's website. So the first thing we have is about in our top navigation, and we want to cover our journey. So in here include your values and your mission. When you're writing this, ensure that you're speaking to your ideal student and parent and telling your story. Our teachers, make this a really personal yet professional page. You know, tell your audience, you know, who your teachers are, you know, who are their favorite artists, what's their favorite coffee order. Your teachers are the role models of your studio. It would be also really great if you could have a short 30-second to 1-minute video of each of your teachers introducing themselves and saying hello. You can do this instead of having the text, but I prefer a mix of having a little bit of text, a bit of a bio, and then a nice hello welcome intro. We then have love letters. So I want you to have a whole page of testimonials with photos and phone numbers. You want to reach out to your parents, senior students and graduates for their personal thoughts on the studio. The other great option here is that you can also have video testimonials, which work really well. I would suggest that you've got a mix of video testimonials across, you know, different age groups and from your parents, and some written ones as well with photos, with headshots. The next one is, we answer your questions. So I want you to pick 5 to 10 questions that are regularly asked by new inquiries that come through. So either you can do a written response. So you might say, you might have a question around, you know, what is the youngest age that you take students from? And then you would give them that answer. Now, you can either do a video answering that question, which is quite interactive and short and sharp, and they get the answer straight away. Or you can do written. Or again, you can have both. The reason that I'm so video heavy is because, as you know, that's where we're headed. We're a nation of people now that love watching short, sharp videos. But I also like to have a mixture of both, videos and text. The next part of our top navigation is where we're going to have our classes. And you'll see that I've stripped this right back. So with our classes, there's a few ways you can explain your classes. And that's the way where you can give a description. So you might say jazz, and this is what jazz in, and tap, and this is what tap is. But make it about, don't just go to Wikipedia and copy what is jazz dancing. Tell them what jazz classes are like at your studio. So make it really personal. You can convey this through an image with a text, or again, yes, that's right, you can do a short video that explains, and you might get one of your jazz teachers to do an explanation, then your ballet teacher to do an explanation. That also positions these teachers as experts in their field, which I really love as well. We then have got how to join, and this is really important. So underneath classes, when they hover over classes, there's going to be a drop down that says our classes and then how to join. Depending on the way your studio handles new inquiries, this may alter slightly, but let me go through with you the most common process. This is exactly how you should describe it on this page, very simple and step by step. So you would have number one, register for our trial class. You might here offer an unlimited class pass, maybe two classes and a ballet skirt for $27. We're going to go through offers in the next lesson. Step number two, you'll say, once we receive your inquiry, a member of our team will be in contact to see what the best classes would be for you or your child and arrange a time for you to come in and experience what our studio is all about. Expect to hear from us within 12 hours. You'll make sure that the information you get from them includes their parent name, the student's age, contact email, and contact phone. And number three, when you arrive at the studio, we'll introduce you to our team and get you ready to start your first class. It's that easy. Then you'll just say, to register for your unlimited one class pass, simply click here. Pretty easy. So three steps. You're going to just say, register for our trial class. Once we've received your inquiry, we're going to get back to you in 12 hours. And then when you get to the studio, we'll introduce you to our team and you'll start your first class. It's very easy. So some studios, when I go onto their website, they've got a very complicated process for this. You've got to make it as easy as possible for parents, for students to pick up the phone or send you an email and get into your studio. You'll see that I don't have a timetable mentioned on here. Over the years, I've been experimenting with my private clients having a timetable and not having a timetable on the website. And what we've found is that by having a timetable, a parent or student will look at what they think is their correct class and then go, oh no, I can't make that. So they won't inquire. You won't give them every opportunity to reach out to you to gain more information so that they can either, speak with someone on the phone or through email. It's important you get the opportunity to speak with them before they self-eliminate and you don't get the inquiry. There is a page that has your timetable on it in your website, but it's a hidden page. It's in the members part of your website, and that's what your students and parents can have access to once they enroll in the class. So our next part of our top navigation is our news. And this is where your blog with latest news and updates should be. You can write an article, something on competition results, preparing for exams, maybe you've had a guest teacher come in, a workshop, summer camps are coming up, and the list goes on. The other thing you might have is great students who have maybe secured a position in an upcoming musical or a dance show or a film clip, that type of thing. It's really exciting to share with the world exactly what you're doing, and especially to your ideal students and parents that are looking at potentially becoming a student at your studio. So, and then lastly, we just have contact. So simply have a regular contact form that will get sent straight through to your studio's email address. You may also like to include a phone number on this page. I actually suggest that you would include a phone number on this page, so it makes it really easy for them to contact you. So now let me just show you, that's kind of the theory behind it. Let me show you how this would kind of sit on a home page, and let me go through the best formula that I found is working really well this year in a homepage for studio owners. So on the top left-hand side, we're going to have your studio logo and tagline. Then on the right, you'll see member login and phone number. This is where the phone number is. This is your prime position, really, in your website, top right-hand side. And so you want to have your phone number clearly displayed. A member login, so as you would have seen from me just going through top navigation, I don't have things on the website like uniform information or concert information or prices or anything like that. So what we do is we just have a member login where all of your students and parents can log into the website and they can get access to all of this additional information. But your website is a place for you to attract and convert new students. So I don't want you to think that your website needs to be a place that stores all of your information for everyone. So it's like you've, in a way, it's like you've got two sites. You've got one site for potential new students and parents, and then you've got a site for your current students and parents, although it's all built in. So we just do a member login, and your website developer and designer can help you with that. And it's not going to cost you a lot more. It's just basically an additional page in the website. We then have your top navigation, which we just spoke about. So we've got about with our drop downs. We're going to have classes, news, and contact. So under that, we want to have a banner image or a welcome video. Now, with the banner image, this can be scrolling images of all your different age groups. So you want to showcase here the different styles and the different age groups that you cater for. A welcome video I've seen work really well. If you speak extremely well and you're not afraid of the camera, you know, it'd be great to have a little video of the studio principal, the studio owner, welcoming people to the website and directing them. If you want to talk about the script of how that should actually work, jump on over to the VIP membership forum and I can talk you through that process and have a look at your scripts that you're putting together. To the right of that, you want to have your IFG, your irresistible free gift, which we're going to go through in more detail in the next lesson. But this is your, you know, claim your unlimited 1 week class pass or your trial class or download your, you know, the 5 must have warm-ups before you join a dance class. Whatever this gift is that you're giving away, this is where they'll be able to sign up for that. Underneath that, you're going to have 3 boxes. The first one's going to say how to join. So this is going to take them straight away to your how to join page that you've got under classes. You're then going to have one with classes, and the next box is going to say latest news. So you're going to probably say to me, well, isn't this exactly what's in the top navigation? It certainly is, but it's just drawing their eye to more main points. We want them to go to these pages the most out of the rest of them. We're then going to have a little section where you've got about the studio. So here I just want you to have 2 short, sharp, and punchy sentences about your studio. And you can take this from the Our Journey copy that you put together. Address and contact details. So this is really important. So you're going to have the actual physical address of the studio plus a contact phone number and an email address. And then scrolling testimonials with photos. Again, another really important aspect of a home page. You're going to take your testimonials from the love letters section in the about part of your website and make sure you have a photo here, and you want these to scroll through. So you want them to be changing about every five to eight seconds. So as you'll see here, I've put this all in blocks. Obviously, this is not what your website will look like, colorful blocks, but it just gives you a map of how you can lay out your website. And I've seen this work really well over the last 6 months, especially. So let's keep carrying on, because I really want to talk to you now about website content. Now, I'm not going to say there are any word limits on any of these pages, but what is a great thing to do when coming up with all of your website content is to do a really big brain dump of what you want on each page and then send it to a copywriter. If you're a great writer, then that's fantastic, but if you're not, then get an expert to do it. even if you're a great writer, I would still encourage you to get a copywriter to look over it. Sure, it's going to cost you a little bit of money, but not a lot of money. And in my books, it's an investment really well spent, you know, because it's going to, once it's done, and it's going to be on your website, attracting all of these new students. Think about how many times these pages will be viewed and the influence they can have over someone taking or not taking action. You may also want to consider a copywriter that writes web copy and has an understanding of SEO. I'm not an SEO expert, but I've invested a stack of cash into this strategy with very mixed results. When it comes to creating copy for your website and using keywords, you can drop them in there, but text and conversation flow needs to sound natural. To see what keywords might be suitable for your studio, simply Google the Keyword Planner. You'll need to sign up for an AdWords account, but it's free, Google AdWords. It's a free thing that you can do. And in the tool guide, I've given you a link to learn about how to come up with keywords. And I've included some copywriters myself that my clients have been using, so you can get in contact with them straight away. So your big question right now is, Clint, I have all this cool stuff, but who's going to make it happen? And that's a really excellent question. As I mentioned before, you have a few options when it comes to website design and development. And these two things are separate, although most people that you engage will do both. So let's talk about outsourcing versus getting your website done locally. So you can either outsource it or you can have it done locally. Outsourcing simply means having the project completed offshore, generally either in India or the Philippines. Having a website done locally means that you would be working with someone in the same or similar time zone with English as their first language. Having it done locally will also cost you around 2 times more for a website of a similar standard. So let's have a look at the pros and cons of outsourcing your website. The pros are that you can focus on core business instead of watching how-to videos and trying to learn new systems. You can spend that time on growing your studio. You can access specialized skills and services at a fraction of the cost, and you can send off changes to be done before you go to bed, and then they're going to be completed for you by the time that you wake up. The cons, well, it takes time and effort to find the right person. I'll take you through the steps to outsourcing your website shortly, but it does take some time writing a brief, going through proposals, and then setting up Skype interviews with your shortlist. There can be a language barrier. When English is not their primary language, there are times when you may find them difficult to understand and wires get crossed, hence why you need to be extremely clear in what you want. And then if you want changes done quickly, this can be a little bit difficult with the time difference. At the end of the day, there's no wrong or right when it comes to outsourcing or not. The decision needs to be made by you, and you need to be comfortable with it. Okay, so let's talk about the steps to outsourcing. I'm going to break down for you how you would actually go about outsourcing your website. I've done this many times now. So firstly, you need to decide where you will look for someone to create your site. My suggestion is Elance.com or Odesk.com. Both of these are in the online tools. And they are both owned by the same company. I've had 4 years experience with Elance and I prefer this platform, but have a look around the sites to see what feels or looks best for you. Next, you need to write the brief. This is everything that we've discussed so far in this lesson. Put everything in writing and clearly explain, and more importantly, show examples of how you want things to look. The best thing to do is to download either ScreenFlow for a Mac or Jing for a PC, and you can record your screen while talking at the same time, similar to what I'm doing now. This way you can create one video that explains what you want. This will also save you a stack of time. Things to remember are that you want it to be both designed and developed on a platform that you can edit yourself for updating the news, the content, the images, I would say that WordPress should be the platform that you want it done on. And you also want them to upload the site to your hosting. This is the company that hosts your current domain name or current website or email accounts. Plus, the site will need to have Google Analytics so that you can see all the statistics around who's visiting your different pages. This is free. This can get a little bit technical, hence why you want to engage someone who can educate you at the same time. There are plenty of terrific people out there that can do this for you. Also, make sure in your brief that you ask for examples of their past work. Each person on Elance has feedback and stars from previous clients they have worked with, which is great, but you also want to see their portfolio. One more thing to know is that when you want the website completed, when you give a due date for the website, give yourself 2 weeks up your sleeve just to be safe. You then want to post the brief. And so you want to follow the process of getting your job live so that people can bid on your project and that they can start. You can start looking at submissions. Elance have a bunch of training videos and blog to help you with this process, but it's very, very simple. You just basically go to post your job, fill out the details. It's like three clicks and your job's live and you start getting proposals within minutes. It's really exciting. You then want to pick your person. You then need to go through the interview process. So you want to pick your top three candidates, so people who have put together a proposal for you. You'll go through all of them, pick your top three candidates, and organize a Skype call with them to narrow down the one that you want to pick. You want to ensure that they have excellent English so that you'll both be on the same page if a challenge comes up, and you'll be able to work through it really quickly. Step five is that you need to then supply the content. Then you'll select the person and they're going to start working on the website. So you need to give them all the content that's going to be on the website, written, images, videos, and they'll get it done. So there you have it, friends, the 101 of website design and development for your dance studio from conception to creation. Definitely check out the tools guide I've put together for you, because that's going to give you a whole lot of bonuses with links to different programs you can use, as well as a list of people me and my private clients use in our businesses. Wow, that was a pretty jam-packed lesson full of technical goodness. I hope you've got a huge amount from this lesson. So your next step is to start working on or reworking your current website. Now, I know you might have a lot of questions around this. So if you do, I want you to jump over to our VIP forum and look it out. We'll look at our website section and ask your question. See what people have posted before, because I'm sure that the concerns and questions and challenges that you might have come up with from watching this lesson are ones that a lot of other dance studio owners have come up with as well. I'm in there helping you out, answering your questions as well. I'd love to help you. I love this process of creating a brand, creating a new website. So I'd love to support and guide you along this journey for your studio as well. Thanks so much for joining me again for this lesson. Take care, and I'll see you next time. Bye for now.